Sotos. The ninth day of Aser Simichuva, which is today. Of course, it's a special day on the Jewish calendar in itself, that it's Erev Yom Kippurim. The Gemara tells us, based on the Pasuk, V'inisa misnaf sheisechem. V'yamachi, that a person should abstain on the ninth day. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? The Yom HaTainis is on the tenth day, not on the ninth day. So the Gemara tells us, if anybody who eats and drinks on this day, it's as if he fasts a double day. Just want to discuss this Maamar Chazal from a different perspective than usual. B'siyata d'shmaya. It's very telling about a certain Indian in Avodas Hashem. B'chlal. And B'frat Hayoim. This is the Avodas Hayoim today. Gives us a little bit of a Pesach as well as to the Ikar Inyan and how to enter into the Yom HaKadosh. So we know and the center of Gan Eden was the Eitz HaChaim. Even today, there's also an Eitz HaChaim. There's an Eitz HaChaim in Ashan, which is in Olam, and in Shana, and in Nefesh is a Bechin of Eitz HaChaim. The Eitz HaChaim of the entire year is Yom HaKippur. We fast, so it seems contrary to what it means to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. But the original achila from the Eitz HaChaim wasn't necessarily a physical achila either. The Ari HaKadosh tells us that on Yom HaKippurim there is an achila. That the chamisha tefilos which we daven on Yom Kippur, that's an achila. Then on Yom Kippur is megal of the Sod HaChaim. The inyan of and Mimela, the entire derech, beginning with Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom HaKippurim, is what's called the derech Eitz HaChaim. This is the very first derech which is mentioned in Torah. And so therefore when the Ari HaKadosh tells us that the secret of Chodesh Elul, when we say Chodesh Elul, of course we mean from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom HaKippurim. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that even Aser HaSimichuva is part of Chodesh Elul. Really Chodesh Elul is 40 days long, as is Marum is in Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, which is Rosh Tevis Elul, and Sofi Tevos Gematria 40, which suggests that really Chodesh Elul is 40 days long. It's like a Chodesh Arichta. So the Derech, which the Ari refers to, that Elul is the secret of Hanoisin by Yom Derech, that this Yom, this Derech by Yom, is the Tkufa from Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Chodesh Elul rather, until Yom HaKippurim. In fact, Derech Drush, although there are 40 days between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom HaKippurim, in Pnimius it could be said that there are really 50 days. How so? because Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that although the new year begins on Rosh Hashanah, the old year does not end until Yom Kippur. Kippur is considered to be the Yom Acharon, Atischak the Yom Acharon. That's the case, and it can be easily explained because we know that there's the Shnos HaChama and the Shnos HaLevana. So the Levana has 355 days, but the Chama has 365 days. So the 10 days that the Yomos HaChama have over the Yomos HaLevana is a Aseres Yemei Tshuva, so says the Gra. In which case, these days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva are a Bechina of Shnei Malach Mishtam Shem Keser Echad. And it can be said that there are 2 days in one. That these days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim is simultaneously the beginning of the new year and also the conclusion of last year. It's like kefil. It's like double days. And the reason why that is because it's the Reishis Hashana, and the Reishis is the Bechorah, and a Bechorah is Notzal Pishnayim. So the Aseres Yemei Tshuva is Notzal Pishnayim because it has the din of a Bechorah. Which is what we read in Parshas Kisaitse, which refers to Chodesh Elul. We speak about the Nachalas of Bechor. It coincides with the whole Zman of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. If that's the case, then the 40 days between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur is not really 40 days, it's 50 days. And that's Hanoisim by Yom Derech, that are the 50 days between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur. It goes very nicely with the Chazal we quoted last night in YU, that the Targum Yerushalmi says, the pasuk we just read in Parshas Nitzavim, ki ha-mitzvah azois, that this mitzvah of tshuva, says the Ramban, according to Rashi, refers to Torah, says, mi ya'al lanam ha-shamayma, or mi yavar lanam ir ha-yam. So mi ya'al lanam ha-shamayma refers to Moshe. Moshe went up to receive the Torah. Refers to Yonah, that he went into the Oymkat, the Haim Rabbah, that he went into the depths, apparently to be Megal a certain Torahs. And we read about Yonah on Yom Kippurim. So Moshe's going up to receive Torah. That's Shavuos. Shavuos is 50 days after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because 50 is Shaykh to Kabbalah Satorah. So we read about Yonah on Yom Kippur as if he also receives Torah. But what does that have to do with 50? It says that even Yom Kippur is 50 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Luchos Rishonos were given 50 days after Pesach, and Luchos Shneos were given, quote-unquote, 50 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul. Together it's Meya, which is Shaychas of the Meya Kolos, the Shofar, which Matan Torah was a Gilith of Torah to the Shofar. Be it as it may, so there's a Derech Eitz Chaim, which runs from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippurim, which is the secret of Hanoisim by Yom Derech. Hanoisim Derech is a remnant of Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is the place of Tchias HaMesim. Oz Yosher Moshe is Tchias HaMesim. That in the Yamsuf they found the Eitz HaChaim. That's the merumas in that which Chazal say, that as they walked through the Yamsuf, they were picking off fruits from the walls. The remnant is that it could be they weren't actually picking off fruits. What it means is that they found the Eitz HaChaim in the Yam Suf. This is the secret of Tchias HaMesim. And being that a Jew comes to the Eitz HaChaim on Yom Kippurim, that he eats from the Eitz HaChaim on that day. So we know when it comes to achieving and reaching the Eitz HaChaim, the Torah tells us that there's a lot of hamisamheches. There's a revolving, flaming sword which protects the Eitz HaChaim. When Adam was banished from Gan Eden, it wasn't so simple anymore to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. It was a squandered opportunity that he once had to eat from the Eitz HaChaim, which now he had to overcome the lot of hamisamheches. Rav Wolfson has a very beautiful shot where he says that on Rosh Hashanah, if Mashiach doesn't come in Rosh Hashanah, that means that we've repeated the mistake of Adam HaRishon of Achida from the Eitz Hadas. And the onus for that is to be expelled from Gan Eden. So he explains that Rosh Hashanah is a bechinah of Gan Eden. The Jew, the Jewish people, were not zeicha to be Mashiach and Rosh Hashanah. So the consequence of that is veigarish es ha'adam min hagan, that we become expelled from Gan Eden, which is that we're kicked out of Rosh Hashanah. And it's painful, and we land in Tzom Gedaliah. That means that we've repeated every single year the mistake of eating from the Eitz Hadas. In which case, when we come to Yom Kippurim to try to eat from the Eitz HaChaim now, that means that we have to deal with, to contend with the La'at HaCher from Mitzvah Pachas. How does the La'at HaCher from Mitzvah Pachas megal itself? That it stands at the Pesach. That this La'at HaCher from Mitzvah Pachas is a distraction. It's a michshol to ensure that not anybody takes from the Eitz HaChaim. Only he who is fit to eat from the Eitz HaChaim should eat from it. This is, of course, the klal of La Pesach Chatas Roves. That at any Pesach to Kedusha, Chatas Roves, the Satan sits there. But Chatas Roves means he hides there. He conceals himself there in a way that he shouldn't be nicker, that he shouldn't be seen. But in a very stealth way, he's able to be machshel, a person who wishes to eat from the Eitz HaChaim. So we know that Yom Kippurim is the day which the Gemara tells us there are 364 days which the Satan has a shlita, which is Kaminyan HaSatan. And there's one day in the Jewish calendar, the Lesley Rishos Lastune, which doesn't have Rishos, to make Kitrug, and that's Yom Kippurim, Yom Echad B'Shana. So therefore, La Pesach HaTas Roveh, so there's a special Shlita which the Satan has on Yom HaTshi'i, which is Merum, is in that which Sefer Yetzirah says, Asiri V'lo Achadasei, Asiri V'lo Teisha, that the number 9 is a number which is Shaykh to the Sitra Achra. In which case, this number of Tshi'i, the 9th day of Asiras Yemei Tshuva, aside from the fact that it's La Pesach HaTas Roveh, and the number 9 is associated with the sinyan of a strong achiza from the klipa. So therefore there's a special hisgabrus that the Satan has on Erev Yom Kippurim. Like we know the cloud that before a candle is put out, it makes a very big fight before it goes out, before it extinguishes itself. So too the Satan is very, very strong on Yom HaTshi'i, on the 9th day of Asiras Yemei Tshuva, before it becomes nullified on Yom HaKippurim and Yom HaKadosh. Which is why we know that the halacha is that we recite vidui even mincha on Erev Yom HaKippurim. Why? Lest a person eat the Suda HaMafsekes Shema Yakdin Kana Leveshes. What's the chashash of that? The person should chas v'shalom that he should die during Suda HaMafsekes. And since he's trying to enter into Yom HaKadosh and La Pesach HaTas Roveh, there's a special hisgabrus that the Sitra Achra has at that time, that a Jew shouldn't be able to enter into the Eitz HaChaim, into the Yom HaChaim. And we see that's true b'frat b'inyan achila, that although a Jew is about to engage in the mitzvahs hayom of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, one of the only Yemos HaChols which we have, that it becomes a mitzvah lechol. Kala oichel b'chi ki yilu hitz'anachi v'asir. Yet in that place, the Satan has an achiza, but the Suda HaMafsekes itself, shema yakdim kana levesha. So what's the pshat? So we know the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaches us based on the Gemara and Shabbos The Gemara says, Shoychet Yishumai Chayev. But a Shoychet, what Isser Melacha does he do on Shabbos that he's Chayev? So the Gemara gives two answers. The first one is Mishum Tzoveya. Mishum Tzoveya, there's a coloring of the skin which takes place, that it becomes red, Mishas Shchita. Tosfos writes, Shoychet Alma. A regular Shoychet, of which the Baal Shem Tov teaches, Shoychet Alma means the world's Shoychet, which is the Satan. He explains that the Satan, that the reason why he's found guilty in the eyes of Hashem Yisbarach is because he's a tzoveya, he's a painter. The big rishus which the Satan has, l'chari, he just does the ratzon Hashem. He's been created to be machshalas. But the big fault which the Satan has is that he doesn't play fair game. He paints an aveira to be a mitzvah. This is what the shaychet gets geshechted for. The big avil which he does is when he fools us, when we think that an aveira is really a mitzvah, and we do a mitzvah, quote unquote, and it's really an aveira. So there's a bechina. The satan can dress up as a tzaddik. That a neveira can dress up as a mitzvah to be machshil. A ben ali and his avodas Hashem. Like we find in Yaakov's confrontation with Esav. Chazal tell us, Vayavik Ishimo. There's different days in Chazal as to what the appearance of the Malach of Esav was at that time. One day is that he dressed up as a Talmud Chacham. You see that Esav has an inyan that he dresses up as a friend of Yaakov to be Machshel Yaakov. And that's Yaakov's tefillah Hashem Yisbarach, Hatzilini na miyad achi miyad Esav. It's Esav and his achi, that the Beis Halevi writes, that the Kli Yakar writes, I believe, that there's achi Esav and there's Esav. Esav who I see that he's against me, but worse than that is achi. He dresses up to be a Talmud Chacham. That's even worse. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, it could very well be, we know there's a klal. Tzadikim yelchu bam, ksilim yikashlu bam. You can have one mitzvah that a tzaddik, that he knows how to go on that path to the Derech Yitzchayim, he knows how to be a hoylich, but a ksil, Yikashluvam. For him, it's a michshol. Now, this mitzvah of kala eichel v'chi ki'ilu hisa'ana chi v'asiri. How does a person look at that mitzvah? New Rabbi said, what does that make you think about this day of eating on Yom HaTshi? Does that make you think that normally you have two suddas every day and now you're going to have three suddas today? It means that you're going to walk around sucking candies all day. You're going to have a big sudda and you're going to eat as much as you can throughout the day. Every single bite which I eat, it makes it as if I have a nacha Yom HaKippur. What could be better than having two Yom Kippurs? Two is better than one. Right, sounds like a good deal. But such a perspective is called ksilim yikashluvam. It's a mistake. It's a mistake. That although it's a very good thing, it's a very good thing to have mitzvahs and to make two Yom Kippurs and to eat, it's a mamash a mitzvah. Take a look at the Zera Kodesh in the beginning of Parshas Shoftim. It's a very big klal in Avodas Hashem. That when a Jew wants to do a very big mitzvah and the satan can't stop him, he'll throw a sheichet at him that he should do a mitzvah which is not as big so that he doesn't come to do a big mitzvah. Everyone's told me this is a very big klal, one of the biggest klalim in all of the Derech of Rav Shitz. To beware of the sheichet which the satan wants to send small mitzvahs to distract the person from big mitzvahs. For example, learning prayer is a very big mitzvah. So when the satan sees that a Jew is being mechazik himself in limud haTorah, he'll distract him with other mitzvahs. Right? He'll have a friend come over to him and say, come, let's go to visit this kever today. So he should be distracted from limud haTorah. Has to replace a small mitzvah that he should be weakened in the big mitzvah which he's being osik in. Yom HaKippurim is the Yom HaKadosh, it's the highest day of the entire year. There's nothing that the Satan wants more than that a Jew should walk into the Yom HaKadosh not ready for the Yom HaKadosh. That he shouldn't be aligned with the Kedusha of the Yom HaKadosh. So know how you can touch the whole Indian of Achila of Yom HaTshi? You ready? Is that the Achila of Yom HaTshi is a distraction for entering into the Yom HaKadosh Kedusha V'tar. That a person should become Megushim, that he should eat so much on Yom HaTshi, thinking to himself, oh, I'm kind of in the midst of eating today. He's eating candies, he's eating this, he's having a Menachah Suda. That he becomes so enwrapped in the mitzvah sachid of Yom HaTshi that he wants to have a double Yom HaKippurim, that at the end he's mafsid the one and only Yom HaKippurim. That he's willing to give up one amazing Yom Kippur for two Yom Kippurs, which are lesser Yom HaKippurs. But the Klal HaKiddush is always what? The Rabbi says, Eichas over Kamas. It's better to have one, which is mamish one, than to have two, which is a shvacha two. For that, it's kedai for the Satan to make a mitzvah out of a chila of Yom HaKippurim, to make it into a big zach, that he should so that he should come into Yom Kippur a magushim dika person, that he should come heavy into Yom Kippur, that he should eat a lot of the sudas and mafsekas, thinking that he really needs to eat a lot, and then his tummy is full and he's really heavy. But as long as he's not saying kol nidre as a kaddish dika yid, that he's eating it with a full belly and he's weighing him down. Such a Satan. Tzadikim yelchubam, k'silim yikashlubam. But this Yid wanted to be marviach anach Yom Kippur. And he got two Yom Kippurs. He got a ki'ilu hisana. Ki'ilu hisana chi. Even his tainus of Yom Asiri is only a ki'ilu hisana. Like the Lashon is. Ki'ilu hisana chi v'asiri. Even his Asiri is not a real tainus. That he has two me'ain tainuses, as opposed to having one real tainus. Because Yom HaKadosh is not like the rest of the tainuses, that it's a tainus mishum tsar, mishum tzom. It's a tainus mishum kedusha. So if he comes into Yom Kippur and he fasts, well, he may have fasted like a tzom gedalia, he may have fasted like a shiva asar b'talmud, but he didn't fast like a Yom HaKadosh, that's called ki'ilu hisana b'chi. That's not the real tainus of Yom HaSiri. Which tells us that the way that a Jew comes to eat from the Yitzchak Chaim and Yom HaKippurim is that he has to beware of the lat acher from Mitzapachas, a revolving flaming sword which tries to turn things around, to be mahapich, to be mahapich an avera into a mitzvah. And the way that Yaakov Avinu was able to get the brachas from Yitzchak. What are the brachas from Yitzchak? V'yitin l'chay elokim yital ha'shamayim. This is the brach of Tchiyas HaMeisen, the Tal HaLechayim. V'yitin l'chay elokim is the root and the shorish of all bracha. And we know bracha is kosher to the Yitzchayim. Right? Bracha is gematria Yitzchayim. So the bracha that Yitzchak was giving Yaakov, and Yitzchak is the shorish of all Tchiyas HaMeisen. He had Tchiyas HaMeisen at Vadi Akedah, which took place on Yom HaKippurim. That bracha which Yitzchak wants to give Yaakov is giving him the Yitzchayim. And of course Yaakov had to beware of Esav, the Talmud Chacham. He had to beware of the Lat Acher HaMitzvah Peches. So he played hardball with Esav Zelu Maseh. That in the same way that Esav he plays dirty, that he dresses up as a tzaddik, although he's really a rasha, that gives rishus to Yaakov to dress up as a rasha to get the brachas from Yitzchak. So in order to be able to do it right and not to be nechshav with a lot of chefer misafeches, adrabba, to come back with a lot of chefer misafeches against a lot of chefer misafeches. So zelu maseh, just like the satan is chayv mishum tzoveya, so too Yaakov was also chayv mishum tzoveya. He was a shaychit to shecht the shaychit by coming in dressed up as Esav. But Yaakov was malbish of mitzvah as an aveir. So therefore, what is the proper achila of Yom HaTshiʼi? How does a Jew eat today? How is it a knisa to truly enter into the Yom HaKadosh? Maybe like the Avni Nezer. The Gemara says, "Komand mafish b'achilat fe'adif." The more that a Jew eats today, the better it is. So how did the Avni Nezer be mekayim this in the Gemara? That he would eat crumbs, a little bit of crumbs, 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 crumbs throughout the day. Behind him, he would be mekayim the inyan, the din of the Gemara, the lashon haGemara. The more that you eat, is better. But as a chacham, as a tzaddik yelchuba, that he was still going to the Eitz HaChaim, not in the way that he was megashim himself, that he found an eitzah to eat in a way that he was in achila she'inu achila. The Alter Rebbe from Stichin, Rabbi Yitzchak, quoted his father, the Rezer Dover, and he asked a kasha in his Chazal. The Chazal say here, "Kala eichel b'chi yikilu hisan achi v'asir." I don't understand how it could be that if a Jew eats, it's as if he fasted. Doesn't make sense. What's pshat in this Chazal? He types it as follows: that if a Jew really does not want to eat on Yom HaTshiʼi, but he eats anyways because it's a mitzvah to eat, then it's ki'ilu hisan achi v'asir. Because his das is that he really wants to fast. That he's eating it the Shem Shemayim. That's why he's eating today. Like the Apter Rav says. You know why it's a mitzvah to eat on Yom HaTshiʼi? Because the pachad of the HaKadosh is so strong on Yom HaTshiʼi that if the Torah wouldn't be mitzvah us to eat, we would bechich fast. So we eat. That we can understand how it is. To say that there's a concept that a person can be eating, but that eating is not an eating, it's really a tainus. Where do we find such a musug? By Purim. Rav Bunim says what? That Esther says to the Jewish people, she's gozer tzom for 3 days. And she says, "Vani v'naresai, we're also going to fast." So, Factor Bunim, well, if she's fasting for 3 days, how can she eat at the Suda Sachashayrush? She has to eat. It's pikuach nefesh for her not to eat. She's throwing the party. So, says Rav Bunim, that there's a type of a fast where you're eating but you're still fasting. Of course, she ate at the Suda, but she didn't want to. She ate an achila which was begeder tainus. So she was able to mimakayim the tainus and the achila bevasach. So you see that there's a ha'ara of the Nes of Purim on Erev Yom HaKippurim, which is of course explains the kesher between Yom Kippur and Erev Yom HaKippurim. Like the Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar says, Yom HaKippurim is Kippurim. The Purim is even higher than Yom HaKippurim. The reason why it's higher is because Yom Kippur is a tainus mamish. But Erev Yom HaKippurim, which is like Purim, it's a tainus, which is even higher tainus, because it's a tainus mitoich achila. Where the tainus is nislavish in an achila. Of Yosef Engel's Medayik from Gemara Yerushalmi in Trumas, there's a mitzvah to drink wine dafka on Erev Yom Kippur. So according to what we're saying, that Erev Yom Kippur is a bechin of Purim, that would explain why it is there's a bezunder mitzvah to drink yayin on Erev Yom Kippur. And Rabbi said, most people are nichshal, and we find ourselves amongst the ksilim, that although we're at the finish line, that we prepared for Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom HaKippurim, when a Jew gets to the finish line and he confronts the Latachef and Mitzapeches, even the mitzvah itself can serve as a michshol to a person, that it's megashim him that when he comes into the Makadosh, he doesn't really enter. It's like he's at the finish line. My son showed me a very funny video about not celebrating too early. Right? There's like a sports video of like all those athletes that they were at the finish line and they were celebrating, and just as they were about to, like, let's say, enter into the end zone, or just about to enter to win the race, that they started to celebrate too early, and when they celebrated too early, the person behind came in and he took the gold medal, whatever, won, got first place. That's really what happens, that a person comes to Erev Yom HaKippurim, and he's like, he can manage, feels like he's there already. He's about to cross the finish line, and he feels he's already there. This is already Yom Kippur. If I eat today, it's as if I'm already in Yom Kippur. Kilu Hisana v'chiv asiri. And he has big smiles on his face, and he's entering into the chi, he's already there, he's at the finish line. And just as he's eating, just as he's about to cross the finish line, by eating, he's megashim himself, and he's nitchaf Yom HaKippurim. This is called the La'at HaCheref HaMesafat. Of tzadikim yachubam, tzadikim that they enter into Yom Kippur, but the ksilim yikashluvam. There's a whole shaila in the Arizal that he says that a Jew on Erev Yom Kippur, he should eat two achilas. I mean, the achila is worth for today, which is the Yom HaTshiʼi, and the Achila, which will also be the Achila Fim HaSiri. So some Mepharshim wonder, okay, is that really true? Maybe it's Lavdafka. Does a mamash mean to eat that much? Tiferet Shlomo says, no, mamash, it means to eat that much. It means to eat that much. So it's very easy for a person to say, listen, the Ari said he's supposed to eat a lot, and right? And he thinks to himself, how much do I eat on a regular day? I have to eat two amounts of that food, right? Everybody say, how much do you think the Arizal ate on a regular day? How much? Rav Aderet from Great Neck, he once told me that what Rav Steinman eats in 1 month, we eat in 1 day. How much did the Ari HaKadosh really ate? And even if he ate a little bit or a lot, that he wanted to eat, he really wanted to eat, this is the man. The Arizal is the person who laid out for us the Kavanas Achila. Right? You think he was tasting any physical food whatsoever? He was tasting Yichud and Meshemus HaKadosh. So for him, to eat a lot of Gashmias means that the Ruchnias was being mild of the Gashmias. But Anon, what are we going to say for ourselves? And I should make any Kitrugim for myself. I'm Bechlan not in such a Madriga. We're just teaching Torah. Halavai. Like the Sodi Shor Shavodah says, that by eating on Yom HaTshiʼi, it's a tikkun for all the achilas throughout the entire year. Because since you eat l'shem shemayim b'kavana, and it's a mitzvah to eat azoy, so it's a takana and a tikkun for all the achilas of the entire year. Now, halavai, we should be able to taicha kipshuta, that since it's a mitzvah achila to eat, so memela, automatically there's a tikkun. But Pasha says is that since a Jew is eating l'shem shemayim on this day, it's tikkun for all the achilas for Chol Yemos Hashana. Really, Rabbi said this goes back to the original achila, which is the achila which Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas Tevera. That he ate from the Eitz Hadas Tevera on Yom HaShishi, and he intended to eat from the Eitz HaChaim on Shabbos. He wanted to save the Eitz HaChaim for Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of Chaim. And he had a mitzvah from Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem said, "Mikol Eitz Hagan achol tochel, u'me'itz adas tevera loisecha." Now, what's the problem with this? This is a stira mine ube. Because Hashem said in the first sentence to eat from all the atzei hagan, which would include the Eitz Hadas, and then Hashem said, "Me'itz adas tevera loisecha." It's like saying, "Do everything except for this." So, from the mimer of do everything, it includes that. So Adam had to find a way to eat from the Eitz Hadas in an oven that he didn't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Comes along the Nachash, who's the Satan, Mishum Chai, Mishum Tzovea, and he says, I have the perfect idea for you. Perfect idea. You can eat from the Eitz Hadas. You can eat from the Eitz Hadas in a way that you're eating from it, but you're not really eating from it. You could be like an Esther. You can eat from the Eitz Hadas in an oven that you're really not eating. How? Eat from it. But since your kavana is that you really don't want to eat from it, it'll be like you ate from it and you didn't eat from it. That was the plan. That was the plan. Problem is that Hashem said, don't eat from it. That was not a good Eitzah. The better Eitzah would have been to eat from Eitzah Chaim today. Zeriz Makdimin. And then he would have eaten from the Eitzah Das tomorrow. But that's called the Lahat HaCher HaMisapeches. That the Lahat HaCher HaMisapeches means that it was Mahapech to say the Achila. That instead of eating from the Eitzah Chaim first and then from the Eitzah Das, the Lahat HaCher HaMisapeches caused him to eat from Eitzah Das before the Eitzah Chaim. And that's the Nachash. It's Chaim Mishum Tzoveya. Perhaps this is Pshat which we say on Yom Kippurim, Al Chit Shechatanu Lefanecha B'machal V'mishta. We have Chatayim B'machal V'mishta. What's the Chit B'machal V'mishta? Kol Eichel V'shoyse B'chi. That's why we say it's referring to that Achila, but we ate the day before. Al Chit Shechatanu Lefanecha. What's Lefanecha? The day before now. That even the achil which I ate before today, I need kapara on. And that goes all the way back to the achit of the achila from the Eitzah Das Seder. Achit shechatanu lefanecha b'machal v'mishta. What we see from here is that it's such a musug that as a person is about to eat from the Eitzah Chaim, there's a lat achir from his apeches which confuses him. And it's a mitzvah too. And when you get to the world of Chaim, like we spoke about a little bit yesterday, there's many different types of Chaim. But because there's many different types of Chaim, and Chaim is a good thing, and in that world of Chaim where you're looking for the Tachlis, the Chaim, everything less than that Tachlis becomes like an Avera. It's called a Noiga. It's like, but when you're at the Tachlis, and if Chas V'Shalom a person doesn't take the Tachlis, although he takes something good, that in a certain sense can be even worse than doing an Avera. Because if you're not next to the tachlis at all, if you're not at the finish line, then it's not such a big deal, because anyways you were hano sheches to be tachlis. But when you're at the tachlis and you're at, then that's a bechina of achilas Eitz Hadas. You were so close to the tachlis, and you didn't grab it. And the divineinu, most people are nechshal in this, in the la'at achir from Eitz Hadas. That's Pshat Achari Rabim Lahatos. Rabim is Lahatos. Lahatos is from the word Lahat Acher from Mesapeches. That it's the Rabim. The Rabim, although many people make it to the Pesach, but when they get to the Pesach Chatas Roves, the hiding Chatas, that he hides behind the mitzvah, he's Nichshon Lahat Acher from Mesapeches. That's really what Yom Kippur is about, to be able to enter into the Yom HaKadosh B'Kedusha V'Tahara. Shalei Gashim. Not as an Ish Gashmi, but as an Ish Ruchni. That he should be a neshama below guf. But if he eats in a way that he feels that guf and it's weighing him down, then even his tainus of that Yom HaAsiri is ki'ilu v'san. It's not mamash tain. But Shabbat should help us that as we're entering into the Yom HaKadosh, we're making the final preparations and the final hachanas, we have to know that what we're reckoning with on Yom HaChi is a very big avoid of Yom HaChi. And the Yom HaAsiri, the Tisha, the Zeketu on Yom HaKippurim, will be as great as the hachanas which we make on Yom HaChi. That's always the call when it comes to Kedusha, that the Hatzlacha is always Kefi HaHachana. So since the Yom HaChi is the Yom HaHachana, so if we look as the HaHachana as and we get distracted by the Achila Shavu, that we see that the Achila Shavu is the Hachana, we're preparing for the fast by how we're going to eat today. And we're Mesiach Das from all the Ruchnis to the Hachanas that we should do on Yom HaKippurim. I'll put the Hildim with you today. or whatever it is that we can do that we should be oisig in beruchnius, we can fall chas v'shalom to la pachayef and mitzvotecha. So Hashem Baruch Hu should help us that although it's a very mysterious difficulty, it's hard to deal with, Hashem Baruch Hu should illuminate our eyes v'ha'arinina v'sarah secha to be able to finish off the journey properly, that to be able to walk on the final steps of the Derech Yitzchayim, to be able to be nichnas into that gan, to be, you know, eichli from the Yitzchayim, without to be zeicha to chayim ruchniyim v'nitzchiyim, to be zeicha this year to sicha mechila kapara, and to be zeicha to yom simchasenu and zman simchasenu with the ultimate simchas oylam al reishenu b'pias koyot tzedek m'hiyav aminu amen.